Broadcasting across the city on 98.7 FM.
They don't know. They really don't know. They really don't know. They don't know. They don't know what we know. They can't do what we do. What am I gonna do for stop our flow? See that now the big ship is on the go. To the Father, yes, we pray. Guide and protect us every day. Don't matter what they do or say. Why them a take up something where them can't manage? Big ship a sail and we tougher than the average. No say we full up on a list. Now roll with no loose baggage. Hey, rock them already, we a go rock them again. Create history already, we a go do it again. Girl them say big ship and we set the trend. Pass the test 10 out of 10. Hey, they don't know what we know. They don't can do know what we do. What am I gonna do if we stop our flow? See that now the big ship is on the go. We are to the Father, yes, we pray. Guide and protect us every day. Every no day. Matter what they do or say.
Tonight's 8.7 FM New Star Radio, DJ Warren, aka DJ Warrington. And like I said, special guest live on the phone lines.
Broadcasting across the city on 98.7 FM. New Style Radio.
When we're talking about reggae royalty, when we're talking about somebody who's kept relevant over the years from the Studio One era right up into this present day, with hits after hits, from Push Come to Shove, even to the new track where I just featured for you, relatively new, talking about They Don't Know. He's got a new album out and it's called The Captain. We're talking to the captain of the ship, Freddie Big Ship McGregor. How you doing, Freddie?
Yeah, great.
Everything all right?
Yeah, man, so far, give thanks.
Okay, give thanks. Now, you have a new album out called The Captain. Can you tell us about the album, please?
Well, I mean, after 3.5 years, the album is finally ready. You know, it took us a long time to get it ready, but we wanted to make it right and do a good album. So we took our time and do it. And finally, it's done, it's ready, it's here, and we're getting on with it.
Has everything been okay with the album as far as the production? I heard Stephen the Genius McGregor worked on a lot on the album. Is that true?
Yeah, he worked a lot on the album, and obviously so, because Stephen is the in-house production at Big Ship. And, of course, Stingray, you know, my family, Bonafide Virgin, you know, we love work with Stingray. Dilly have a great vibe when it comes to selecting tracks, you know. And Dilly's a one-drop specialist as well, so that makes it even greater when it comes to working with Stingray. You know, I think this project, in my estimation, is one of my, I hope it's one of the better products that will come out for 2013. Because at a time, especially when the music world kind of crying out for some more reggae music, you know what I'm saying? There hasn't been much fresh music over the past couple of years. And I hope that this album will be one of the albums that will make it smart as a strong reggae album.
You made a point right there. You don't really hear as much like upfront reggae music. Everyone always goes back to the classics, which, of course, it has to be played, but it's not really upfront reggae music. And I've heard a couple of tracks off the album.
I personally never complain about getting played and stuff like that, because, you see, you know, fairness to radio, you can't expect the radio people to continue to play the same songs from 1950 over and over every day. I mean, especially for rotation. But they are played and they must play, because we have to remind people that these are songs on the good old days. But like when there's new product, then you have to expect everybody to really play it, and especially if it is good. So in fairness to radio, you know, we have to give and take. We quarrel with radio people sometimes, but when radio writes, we have to give them the right and give them the credit too. It's just what it is. You know, but here's a new album, man, and we're getting a lot of love with this one. I won't lie to you. I mean, people are finding different songs as their favorite. I don't know which song is my favorite right now. I mean, there's so many songs that I like on the CD, but usually we make the record and then we leave it to the public to decide. So that is still what I'm doing right now. Just leaving it to the public to decide what songs are their favorite.
Well, that's what I do here at New Star Radio, and the producers and the presenters of New Star Radio. And I'm personally, though, one of my favorites on this particular album, The Captain, which is in stores now, is a track called Equal Rights. Can you tell us why you made the track Equal Rights? Trust me, I love it, man. Trust me. Tell us why you done that cover there, because it's a hit song from Dennis Emmanuel Brown. Can you tell us why?
Well, that song was really a Heptones hit song, brother. That song was made by the Heptones. Lee Rice Sibley. I'm the lead vocalist. And of course, I went for Lee Rice to play bass on the track. because I wanted to recapture back that good old feel. And Leroy Sibley's, no one can play that bass line better than Leroy Sibley's. But the reason for choosing the song is the fact that right now I didn't want to write an album with 16 songs of my own, because I don't think you get the best out of music when you try to do that. Hello?
Yeah, right. Listening.
So, I like to share, because music is about inspiration. And when different people have different input in your project, you usually get the best result. So it's not about writing 16 songs for my new album. It's about choosing 16 songs that will be effective to create a nice album. And equal rights as a song that we love so much in our generation. I just think that the cycle come round really, really well, in that this generation need to hear this message once again in this time. Because really and truly, every man, every woman have an equal right to live and be free. No matter what color, class or race he or she may be. And those are words that resonate and should resonate in this time among the younger generation. So my album, the concept of my album right now is more teaching. You know, we chose another track from the album called Africa, which is one of my all-time favorite diamonds. We're getting so much love for this song out of Africa right now. And a lot of young youths calling in and say, big tune, Mr. McGregor, and sending us email about this big tune and great writing and stuff. And I'm replying to them and saying, hey, man, Diamonds really created this song, and it was a Diamonds original. But then again, Diamonds did it, and it was a very potent song in my generation. Still a very potent song. But now I think this generation is ready to hear those messages. And so that's why we choose songs like those, honestly.
And I'm ready to hear it right now. Let's get into it. Equal Rights, taken from the album The Captain.
Broadcasting across the city on 98.7 FM. New style radio.
Every man has got to live, yeah. Everyone has got to do right in your father's sight, yeah. Every man have a equal right to live and be free. No matter what color, class or race he may be. Treat him right, Lord, treat your brother good. Take a tip from me, don't hang him on a tree. You should never give against another man. Oh well, every man him have an equal right to live and be free. No matter what color, class or race he may be. Just remember we are all one flesh and blood. Help your brother out, don't push him in the mud. You should never give against another man. That's not right, yeah. Oh, Lord, now. Oh, na 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 na, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, na 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 na, yeah, yeah. Every man him have an equal right to live and be free. No matter what color, class or race he may be. Treat him right, Lord, treat your brother good. Take a tip from me, don't hang him on the tree. You should never give against another man. That's not right, yeah. Every man him have an equal right to live and be free, oh Lord. No matter what color, class or race he may be.
We just locked in, it's New Star Radio 98.7. DJ Warren, on the Dancehall and Reggae Showcase, and I'm speaking to legendary reggae artist Freddie McGregor. This is one of the tracks off the album. It's called Equal Rights. Mr. Freddie McGregor, I know you're a big fan of the Birmingham people. I know last year you performed in Birmingham. What was the vibes like down there?
Birmingham. Yeah, man, my place that, you know, love Birmingham people to the max. I remember I was here in the summer, and what a great concert that was outdoor, you know, we had a most wonderful time. But such is England, such is Birmingham especially. Love the people to the max. And, you know, this particular song, yeah, I mean, this is another Stephen production. So, again, it shows Stephen a different light too, because it shows that Stephen's not a one-dimensional kid. Just as great doing dancehall, and he's just as great doing reggae track. So it's a good combination, and we really love this track. And I hope the message really resonates with this generation and make them understand that equal rights is for everyone, no matter Indian, brown, black, everybody.
That's right, equal rights. And talking about the music, as long as you keep playing it, eventually, even if the people don't take to it at first, you keep pushing it, and definitely will get to hear about great things. Oh, I'm definitely going to be pushing it on this show. But we play it anyway, and I know a lot of the presenters play it.
People love great music over the years.
Yeah, man. But talking about Stephen, did you actually teach him how to produce, or did he like learn the ropes? Because he's very gifted at doing dancehall and reggae as well. A lot of people don't realize that.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Steve now. Steve is a multi-talented youth, born that way. When Steve's first album dropped, it's going to be a magical thing. Because check this, Steve has been recording since he was 6 years old. Steve recorded a song called School Done Rule, which came out on a Ras Records compilation CD called Reggae for Kids. And anybody look it up online, it's available. They have the CDs called Reggae for Kids, and Steve has a song on there called School Done Rule when he was 6 years old. Now, Steve has a bunch of other tracks that he recorded when he was that age, because we recorded it at that time. I wrote that song, the first time he write as a little youth when he just started that song, Roll Dumpling Roll. But we never recorded that song yet. But Steven recorded the song when my little baby youth again with him and Tiger in combination.
Wow.
So that's another piece of material to look forward to. Then on his album will feature those tracks, plus some of the collab with him and people like Mavada, among other artists who have the collabs with. Cartoon Rhythm, a remix of Cartoon, and a number of his new material. So, you know, that is going to be a very interesting album to look forward to. Chino, on the other hand, Chino have a bunch of older material as well. Because when Chino started, Chino, because I used to love Jay-Z, like, whoa. And Chino was kind of in a Jay-Z mood at times. So Chino have a whole heap of songs we created from early, which we haven't used any at all. And sometimes I talk to them about it, them, like them afraid of themselves as a youth. Like, them tune there. Yeah, but it's you when you're a baby. And that is the history. So, you know, we have the material there for come. So we're really looking forward to it. But Steven's album is going to be a masterpiece as a result of this.
Any idea when that album is going to be released, or is it still in the works?
Well, I'm pushing him to get it ready. You know, he works off his timing, sort of, but we're pushing him to get that album ready. It will be ready for this year, I'm sure. We're looking at summer right now.
A lot of great music coming out of the Big Ship camp. Now, talking about great music, you've done a track with Gappy Ranks, I've noticed, on here. How did you get the link with Gappy, like UK to JA? Did he come and check you, or how did that?
Well, I can tell you something right now. Gappy Ranks was in America and the rest of the place crowd beside him. Because a long time, I tell you that you about Gappy Ranks, you know? And I'm going to say, Gappy, who are you there? I'm going to say, yeah, man, you don't know about you, Gappy Ranks. Until them start hear one and two things up, and Gappy, and I say, well, yeah, man, look like that you have it. I mean, I say, all right, just who here, Gappy? Right now, the Standing Strong, which is a remake of the Bobby Babylon, every youth in Jamaica right now, I say, Gappy Ran. And in America right now, every youth, I talk about Gappy, through that tune. And that is exactly what we wanted to achieve, you know? And that's why we create a mixture. I want my audience to be able to listen to a Gappy as a young artist. And I want Gappy's audience to be able to listen to me as a veteran artist. And so the combination proved very potent. And that is how the music in general should be. Because we should not separate from each other. We have to be tight as a unit. Because the industry is one industry with one set of people. So I welcome that song so much. That song that gets so much love. It's on the track with the Tana. I mean, come on, Gappy. Enough respect to Gappy.
Big respect. He's on tour now.
Enough respect to Gappy.
Let's get into the song right now. Can you introduce the track to me, please, Freddie McGregor?
Well, this one is called, straight up right now, it's called Freddie McGregor Gappy Ranks Standing Strong, a big remake of a big classic, Bobby Babylon, and that one, yeah, man.
Freddie, if it's a fight, then why? Tell him we're ready.
Yes, I know your evil plan, Mr. Babylon.
Captain. Brand new for 2013. Take it from the album, The Captain.
You're Bobby, Bobby, Babylon. You're wrong, man.
So wrong.
Bobby, Bobby, Babylon. Wrong, man. You're Bobby, Bobby, Babylon. You're wrong, man. You're Bobby, Bobby,
no
Babylon.
No more pressure.
You brought us down here in captivity. We fuss with your brutality.
Slavery.
Turn your back on humanity. You got no love and no liberty. Got be what we say.
Bobby, 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 wrong.
Wrong man. You Bobby, Bobby, Bobby shouldn't trouble judge your plans. Yeah. Me say you shouldn't touch a rasta man.
Oh, that's for that,
oh, well.
Through them corrupted, greedy and evil, they could have never ever seen them protect the people. How them bring the coke and the heroin needle. I watch them, I watch like the eyes of the eagle. But tell them, Jaja build me, me no filthy. I'm innocent till proven guilty. You have to hang me with the rope, put me in the shackle. Captain come single, car we ready for the battle.
You brought to stand here in captivity. We pots with your brutality.
Look at that.
Turn your back on humanity.
And the world.
You got no love and no liberty. Hey, Bobby, Bobby, Babylon, you're wrong man.
Sing up,
you're Bobby, Bobby, Babylon, wrong man. Bobby, Bobby, Babylon, you're wrong man. Bobby, Bobby,
see
Babylon.
See ya,
oh, oh, well.
All them care about is money. Same Bobby wrong in a the rain and the same in a the sunny. You can't trick Freddy and Gappy. Cause Bobby wrong, you too yappy happy. Tell them say them system the most I gotta stop it. Tell them say your lightning bolt when him clap it. You can't live in a Bobby wrong and be happy. I have to be real, me and a carbon copy. See them, I see them.
Yappy Ranks, Freddie McGregor. Taken from the album The Captain. Live on the phone lines is the captain of the ship, Freddie McGregor. Freddie, I noticed you got a track as well, also with Etana. Can you explain to me how the link up with that came about as well, please?
Well, Etana, one of my all-time favorite female singers, you know, really. Etana has so much soul. She always reminds me of Aretha Franklin in terms of her singing, you know. Her soul is a very important thing when it comes to singing, you know. That is something we inherit as slave picnic, you know what I say? And so, we always jive at each other. It's always just a friend. When may I go do a song, man? I'm going to say, yeah, man, may we really need to get together. And about 2 years pass, I'm going to keep on. And every time we run into each other, we'll say that. And so, because the album was ready, I thought, this must be the right time now for me and Itana to do this junior. So, you know, I'm going to start searching my catalog and go through it to find a song that would really fit me. And I came up with this Jerry Butler song, you know, named Let It Be Me. And I called the town up and I said, Tana, what's going on? Where you there? And she said, I'm there. I said, check this. Sing this one in this key. Oh, I hear what the key sound like. And I sing the chorus of the song. And she repeated. She sing it after me. I'm going to say, how it feel to you? And she say, yeah, man, it feels comfortable. I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to call you back, darling. And then Steve and the rest of us, we just went inside the studio, Lee Rice siblings, and we just went in there and just met the track. And called it on, and 2 days after, she came over to the studio and we just got on the microphone, and the rest is what you hear on the record. Let It Be Me.
Wow. So did Steven the Genius produce that track as well?
Steven, again, the masterpiece.
Wow. She's definitely coming up with some great stuff there. Let's get into the song right now. Etana and Freddie McGregor, take it from the album The Captain. Let It Be Me.
You're listening to Birmingham's Big Big Community FM, New Style Radio.
98.7.
God bless the day I found you. I wanna stay around you. And so I beg you. Let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. What would life be?
98.7 New Star Radio. It's great to hear music like this, reggae music, vocal one drop, Let It Be Me. Gonna see a Freddie McGregor from the album The Captain featuring Itana. Now Freddie, are you on tour at all? You got some gigs coming up?
Oh yes, we'll be touring. We'll be coming to the UK this summer. We'll be in Europe mostly. And we're just taking the rest of the world this year by storm. Wherever the series takes us, we'll be going. But we do have a lot of tours programmed right now. UK, Europe, North America, Canada, Caribbean. We have a lot of work lined up because the album is getting a lot of love, and I'm sure right now our office, we're getting a lot of calls for work. But, you know, that's how it is when you have a new product out. But yes, we can't wait to come to England and perform a new junior version.
Well,
England, our place.
We can't wait to see you again in the UK. I remember I interviewed you a few years back on New Star Radio, and it would be great to see you again next time.
New Style of Food Station. Big up Presto. Big up Morris. Big up the whole of my bridge in the North Birmingham. They don't know how I place that.
Yeah, man. Respect for that. Now, you've got a track on there called Bag of Hype. Now, he's really talking about what's going on in the scene. Now, a lot of people don't really like talk the things and talk about what's happening, and it's great to hear you come out with a track. What was the reason behind you doing that actual song?
You know, we have to talk to the youth them too, and some of the youth them really unruly, and you know, them bright up themselves in a big people's sight and them things, and we really have to address it, because this album is about teaching, you know. This album is about teaching, love, harmony, unity, all of the things that we need for us. So may I say, some of them are youth, they're not live right. They might bright up themselves in a big man's sight. Them don't know daytime different from night. I walk around every day with this big bag of hype. Talk to them so respect you, but them not none for me and you. Acting up the place called in peer curfew, let the Babylon them pressure me and you. And then may I say, what happened to the good old days when youth used to listen to what them parents say? I said, show the madness, there must be a better way. Show the gun, throw the knife, and let's give thanks for a brighter day. And that message is really, I try to send, and, you know, it's really important. The world that we have a band together, you know, if we really want to make the world a better place and a different place, that's what we need to do.
Let's get into the song right now. Take it from the album, The Captain.
We know one another. All we want is love and unity, to care and protect our children that we want. Hey. Some of them are youths, and them now live right. Right up themselves in a big man's sight. Them no know daytime different from night. Walk around every day with a big bag of hype. Pure hype, big bag of hype. Hey, hey. When me talk to them, them say respect you, but them no have none for me and you. Hotting up the place cause it's pure curfew. Make the Babylon them a pressure me and you. And them a pressure me and you. Hey. I wanna know what happened to the good old days. When we used to listen to what our parents say. So where the madness, where must the children play? If we throw away the gun and throw away the knife, and let's give thanks for a brighter day. Some of them are youths, and them just too bright. Shoot and do in a broad daylight. Fight over ends and a look pair strike. I want this their father, me a witness tonight. I'm me a witness tonight. Hey. When me talk to them, them say respect you, but them not have none for me and you. Hotting up the place cause it's pure curfew. Make the Babylon them a pressure me and you. Them a pressure me and you.
I'm telling you, if you have not got this album, go out and get it. Oh, iTunes, go on your local stores if you're in Birmingham, Summit, all the leading outlets.
Yeah.
Go and get it for yourself. Scott the Captain. Brand new album for 2013 from Freddie McGregor, the captain of the ship. I'm not going to keep it too long, Freddie. I know you got a lot of works. I know you're busy doing a lot of promotional stuff and a lot more music in the making. So have you got a message for your fans out there and your listeners, your supporters throughout the years?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we just want to thank the people for the many years of support and love. And you know, the love keep coming, and that is what keep us making music all the time, the love of the people. But especially the youth, them, because the big people, them, tend to be pretty all right, you know. That's why the youth, them, realize, someone, listen to your parents, friends. It's an over friend thing I wrote that now, cut it no more. Your friend, them, are your real parents, because them love you the most, you know. And now that's still that trouble and the real kids. You need for us to listen to your parents more. And may I encourage you to go back to the scripture, you know? Because that chapter there,
keep the devil away.
Run the devil away. I mean, I tell you, so we need to get back to them principles there. Because we need the youth to be strong right now. Because then we look forward to, you know, for the president and prime minister for tomorrow. So, hey, and lay time, you know. Get with it and do well for them.
I love how everything you're talking about, you talk about the youths, you've worked with some of the younger artists like Gaparangs and Itana. You're not really a self-centered person. It's all about the community. Like you let your sons come through, like Steven and China, and are doing very well. And I got to respect you for that, because to be honest, not a lot of people do that, and we need more of that. So that's why I continue to push your music. And I hope when you come to Birmingham, make sure you pass down New Star Radio and we can talk to you more.
Me cast myself called Birmingham on a party with you, sir. That's a cut it. That's a cut it. Well, it's all good. I just new style to get a new jingle, them, too. That's coming your way really fast, also.
All right, enough respect. Freddie McGregor, I'm going to leave with the track from the album Move Up. Tell us about this track.
Well, we just encourage all Jamaican and Jamaican minded people. Even if you don't come from Jamaica, you have the link, the Jamaican link. But at the same time for our people, just move up here right now, because we just have a 15th year of independence, and that in itself is a great thing for us. But for years, we are locked back as a people and a nation, you know? So right now, that song is both celebrating Jamaica's 50th year and also encouraging my people, get up, move here now, it's moving time, move up Jamaica, and anything we do, we could just do it to the best of our ability and just move. Move up Jamaica, move up anywhere in the world today, move up. Jobless. New style, another modest thing about the place there. Just keep up the good work, my brother, and God bless the guide and protect.
Respect, Freddie McGregor. Hope to speak to you soon when you come back to the UK, and we'll definitely continue to push your album, The Captain, which is in stores now, listeners, and go out and get it, and go out and get it online, whichever you want to do, because I've been playing the tracks off the album every time on my show, and I really like what's going on. Freddie McGregor, the captain of the ship, take care of yourself and have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, Virgin. God bless you. God bless Birmingham.
All right. Bless up.
You're listening to New Style Radio.
Today's jams and the best of old school, y'all.
Hot 98.7.
Jamaica like we love, yeah. Give me back the good old time thing. Get me now, yeah. Move up. Jamaicans, move up. Move up. All Jamaicans, groove up. Hey, why? Down in Jamaica where me born and grow, everybody know we love it so. Travel the world but we always know Jamaica the land where we grow. Oh Jamaica make a hue so sweet. Have the dance every night on the street. Everywhere you look enough things we eat. Jamaican people love you sweet. Beautiful beaches where good people meet. Festival and fried fish so sweet. People skanking to this good reggae beat. Watch the woman in my bubble on the beach. Move up, Jamaicans move up. Move up, all Jamaicans move up.
So how about that then? See? Told you it was a surprise. Move. I didn't really want to reveal because Jamaicans sometimes didn't know whether he's going to get the link or not. But I got to send a shout out to VP Records over there in New York. The head office. Respect for the link up. Respect to Freddie McGregor. Album's in stores right now. The Captain. Get back in touch with Missy and find out what's happening with the mix up. Try and get hold of her right now. Go for some words and I'll be back shortly. Keep it locked to New Star.
Give them fit. God bless Jamaica and give us the will. Me no say Jamaica and them skill.
Broadcasting across the city on 98.7 FM. New Style Radio.